Cape Talk. What's on?
We start with Matilda, the musical that is on at the Artscape Theatre from the 11th of December. That's on the Opera Stage. Do go and buy your tickets by visiting CompuTicket.com, because this is a show that everybody is going to be loving and going to enjoy. Now, during the first week of Matilda's visits, Mrs. Phelps, which is a character in the musical, had said to her, "Does your mother walk you down here every day and then take you home?" Matilda responds, "My mother goes to Aylesbury every afternoon to play bingo. She doesn't know that I come here." Another is her saying, "A fine writer will always make you feel that. And don't worry about the bits that you can't understand. Sit back and allow the words to wash around you like music." Nompumelelo Mina is the singer and actor who plays this incredible role of Mrs. Phelps in Matilda the Musical and joins me on the line. Nompumelelo, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you so much.
What do you love about the character? And perhaps inform listeners who Mrs. Phelps is and what role she plays in the musical.
Mrs. Phelps is a librarian that works at the local library that Matilda comes down to often. She's a lover of books, a lover of stories. She becomes a companion, a friend, a confidant to Matilda. I think what I love most just about Mrs. Phelps is just the room she creates for Matilda to be. I think she really, you know, humbles herself to give Matilda, you know, the status that she deserves and doesn't necessarily find in her household. I love her obsession with just, you know, stories and being transported into different worlds, which Matilda does with the story that she constantly tells Mrs. Phelps. I love the friendship that Mrs. Phelps and Matilda have. Yeah, those are just a couple of things that I love most about her.
And these are all important things, because let's remind the listeners that Matilda's mother, Mrs. Wormwood, though not an awful person herself, really just doesn't care a hoot about her own daughter, which is so heartbreaking, is it not? Her father is terrible. Trunchbull is even worse. So dear Matilda needs an escape, needs a place for her imagination to run wild and have somebody who believes in her.
Definitely. I think, you know, Matilda lives in a home where, you know, she was born to parents who actually didn't want another child, who never completely acknowledge her existence. They constantly refer to her as a boy and she's a girl. They don't see the beauty and the gift that she is and that she has. So they don't understand why she doesn't behave like other children and just sit and watch television the whole day. They find her obsession with books annoying and her love of stories irritating. Her mother calls it disgusting, actually. So it's so important for Matilda to come to get to have a space where, you know, she can, you know, explore these gifts that she has. She can, you know, freely love books. You know, she goes to school and her headmistress, Mrs. Trunchbull, is a bully, you know, who mistreats children and is incredibly controlling and has weird ideas on how life should be. So, you know, for someone like that, she definitely needs a space where she can see that all those other environments are not normal and that there is a place in the world where she can be celebrated, where her desires are valid and they can be explored.
Indeed. And then from a singing point of view, what demands, if any, does this role place on your voice and your vocal ability?
Well, I think, you know, Mrs. Phelps doesn't have a song of her own, you know, in Matilda the Musical. But in the musical, unlike the book, they have put a spin on the character and made her a librarian from the Caribbean. So she has an interesting accent. She has an accent from the island. So, you know, vocally every day I'm having to, you know, speak differently. I worked with dialect coach Stephen Jennings, who's just fantastic. And he taught me the accent, you know, phonetically and helped me prepare to play Mrs. Phelps. So, yeah, I think, you know, that's probably one of the biggest challenges in terms of playing Mrs. Phelps is just speaking in an accent that's completely different to my own, you know, just exploring a world that is so removed from my own. But it's become something that I enjoy every night.
I will not put you on the spot and ask you to deliver a line two in that accent. It would just be too cruel of me so early on a Sunday morning. But you have three amazing kids who share the role of Matilda, because you can't have one child. It's just wrong. And two, why only, you know, sit with one when you can have three? It must be absolutely a joy for you to be able to interact with these young, super talented children.
Oh, and talented they are. They are so amazing, you know. So often a musical or a production of this size is led by an adult. But here we have, you know, little girls, none above the age, you know, 14, who are leading an entire cast of adults and some middle-aged or kids that are just a little bit older as well. And they do it so well. You know, each of them play Matilda brilliantly. You know, there is no one who drops the ball. Playing Matilda, when you come see the musical, you'll realize is a huge task. There is an incredible amount of work that these girls have had to learn. Blocking, words, songs, choreography, and they execute it brilliantly every night, you know. You know, they've been very specific, creative team have been very specific about us translating exactly what's on the page. So there is no room to alter words or, you know, change meaning or, you know, you play every comma and full stop as it's written. And these girls are just, they're amazing. You know, I find myself in awe. I think that's something that Mrs. Phelps genuinely is in awe of Matilda when she sees just how amazing and magnificent her mind is. And I think as Mbumi playing Mrs. Phelps and watching these girls play Matilda, I'm constantly in awe of, wow, you know, a little girl every night can execute this role with such brilliance. We have built such trust. I never worry about, you know, my scene partner forgetting lines or anyone else worrying about, you know, the Matilda not being in the right blocking or any of that. There is such trust simply because these girls are just brilliant.
I cannot wait to see it. First performance is on Tuesday, the 11th of December. It's at the Artscape Opera House. That's Matilda the Musical. Thank you very much. Nompumelelo Mina plays the role of Mrs. Phelps, the librarian in Matilda the Musical. Go to CompuTicket to go buy your tickets.
Cape Talk. Find out what's on.
In Guguletu, Kwase Kenwe 138, number 52, Thembelihle Ndunjana and his quintet will be delighting you in jazz numbers. And he joins me on the line. Thembelihle, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Are you excited about this afternoon?
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited. good, exciting lineup. It's going to be a vibe. And the weather looks good, even.
It's going to be absolutely beautiful, no doubt. Tell us about the lineup, Thembelihle, and what jazz lovers can expect from you and your quintet later on today.
So they can expect some original music as well as maybe a few standards. We have Zikle Grange playing tenor sax, Lumanyana Mzi playing drum kit, Crown van Rooyen on bass, and Steven Sokoyega will be doing trombone. And now I'm going to be on the keys and vocals. So, yeah.
It is super special, is it not, to have you playing Kwasek as part of the jazz in the Native Yards? Because you yourself are a daughter of Guguletu.
Oh, yes. It's always special, yes.
And where does your love for music come from?
It comes from home, to be honest. My father was a musician. My mother was also very much into music. That's sort of where my love came from. And then I then started doing music in primary school, and I continued in high school. And then I decided to study jazz in varsity and just take it all the way because, oh well, what else am I going to do?
And was it always clear for you as you were appreciating and being surrounded by music?
Yeah.
Was it always clear that it was always going to be jazz and particularly piano that you were going to follow?
Yes, I think I can actually say it is a privilege for me to always have known what I wanted to do, because I know some people it's not always clear. They kind of have a gist, but I've just always known because music has always been with me, and it's always something that I've just really loved, and it has always made sense. So I've always had a path. And people in high school would be like, dude, why are you doing music and drama and all of this? And I would be like, why should I do accounting and all those vibes?
No, very, very true. And when you're writing original music, what inspires you? What is the process of writing for you?
Yeah, if my life inspires me. My process in general is I always get like melodies that come to me. Like at random times, like I'll be out partying or something, and then like a melody will come to me, and I think it's so insane. And then I'll just like take a voice note of it on my phone, and then when I have time, I'll kind of check it out and put chords on it and stuff like that. Very rarely, I'll actually sit at the piano and try to come up with something. It's always like a tune that was sort of inspired by something I've heard or something I've been going through lately. And it'll just sort of shape itself just naturally. I don't know. Yeah.
It's going to be a wonderful concert. It starts at 4 p.m. Today. It's a 138, Kwa number 52, Kwa Sec in Guguletu. Thembelihle Dunjana and her quintet are going to be giving you some original music as well as some standards. Thembelihle, have a wonderful concert. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it today because I'm still up in Joburg. I leave only this evening, but I cannot wait to see you performing. I've seen her performing at the Artscape Youth Jazz Festival and also recently played at the Cape Town Fringe Festival, and she's truly, truly, absolutely amazing. If you've got some time this afternoon, go to Guguletu. You can get your tickets at the door. They will cost you anything between 50 and 80 rand. It is as simple as that. But to book, you can call the number 060-960-8935. That's 060-960-8935.